This is SBS Audio.
Warga asli Aboriginal dan orang kepulauan Selat Torres mempunyai kaitan istimewa dengan bumi didiami yang mencorak dan mewarna identiti, budaya, pemahaman serta cara kehidupan mereka. Bak pepatah, di mana bumi dipijak, di situlah langit dijunjung. Justru bumi Australia ini ialah tanah tumpah darah kaum orang asli negara ini yang diwarisi dari nenek moyang mereka. Bumi ini menjadi asas kewujudan kaum orang asli dan darinya muncul kisah dan sejarah warga asal benua Australia. Auntie Deirdre Martin ialah warga emas dari suku kaum Walbanga dari bangsa Yuin yang juga bertugas sebagai seorang ranger dengan perkhidmatan Taman Rimba Kebangsaan di daerah Darawal di New South Wales. Bagi beliau, tanah bukanlah sesuatu entiti untuk dimiliki. Sebaliknya, ia menjadi sebahagian daripada kehidupan beliau dan setiap warga asal negara ini yang perlu dihormati dan tidak boleh dipisahkan.
I can't speak for all people, but for me, with the land, we don't and never will own the land. We have a role to protect the land, our country. The land is what provides us with food, water, shelter, only to name a few. Land is a terminology, but it runs through our veins. It's our first breath, and it will be our last.
Perhubungan di antara warga asal dengan bumi yang diduduki begitu mendalam sekali, sehinggakan mendekatinya sahaja akan menimbulkan pelbagai emosi yang tidak terkata di kalangan kaum orang asli negara ini.
Spirituality is my strength, a sense of belonging, a connection, and a sense of knowing your country. For instance, when I'm traveling home from Sydney, as soon as I come around the Graham Bend, I look down the coast and the feeling of belonging just overcomes me and I think, I'm home.
Desmond Campbell dari suku kaum Gurindji dan Alawa Ngalakan dari daerah Northern Territory ialah ketua pegawai eksekutif Welcome to Country, pertubuhan yang giat meningkatkan kemewahan serta kejayaan di kalangan kaum orang asli negara ini. Campbell juga mengalami perasaan istimewa yang tidak terkata setiap kali beliau pulang ke daerah suku kaum beliau.
When you're on that dirt track, there's this anticipation as you're seeing key sort of hills and trees that's telling you that you're getting closer and closer and closer. And so there's this build and I'm getting goosebumps actually thinking about it now that I'm in Sydney and thinking about being home, being on country. There's this anticipation that you know what you're going to smell, you know what you're going to taste, you know who you're going to see. It's just this familiarity that just will never leave you.
Bagi Desmond Campbell, bumi di mana beliau dilahir dan dibesar yang didiami oleh keluarga dan suku kaumnya sejak turun-temurun begitu istimewa sekali kerana ia adalah tempat selamat yang membawa ketenangan jiwa.
Very joyful happiness feelings that really rises all the senses in your body. But although we didn't grow up there permanently, it's as if we were there just yesterday. Every time we go there, it's just so familiar to us. And you just feel safe. You feel like you're in a place that you can be who you are as an Aboriginal person. You can speak the language and people know what you're saying. You can hear the language.
Campbell menekankan kepentingan bagi beliau untuk sering pulang ke kampung halaman, bukan setakat mengekalkan budaya dan bahasa suku kaum, tetapi juga bagi menghayati perhubungan sanubari di antara penghuni dan bumi. Menurut beliau, tenaga sanubari inilah yang melengkapkan diri untuk menerajui pertubuhan yang diketuai.
Fills me up, fills my spirit up. It allows me to be able to be living in a place like Sydney and work for an organisation like Welcome to Country. through this platform at Welcome to Country, we're sharing culture and language from all these different countries all around Australia. So for me to be able to be leading that, I need to be maintaining my culture and my language and have that integrity. And I can only do that by going home from time to time.
Desmond Campbell menerangkan perhubungan bumi yang didiami dengan sanubari yang dihayati yang dialami sejak kecil lagi melalui cerita-cerita yang disampaikan oleh nenek moyang beliau. Tambahnya, cerita yang disampaikan kepada generasi muda oleh generasi tua sejak turun-temurun lagi bukan setakat menceritakan kisah dongeng sahaja, malahan ianya mengandungi pengajaran dan sejarah mengenai bumi yang didiami.
Gurindji side, which is on my father's side, that's desert country. The animals are different. The seasons are different. So the stories were different as well, because entwined with those stories were lessons about when you can go hunting during different seasons and what you can hunt. Entwined with those stories were lessons about if you do the wrong, for instance, if you play with fire during the wrong season, the consequences of a big bushfire happening and the consequences of destroying flora and fauna habitats that might be important for cultural harvesting.
Bradley Hardy pula berasal dari suku kaum Ngiyamba, Ulurai, Kuma dan Kamilaroi. Beliau juga penjaga tapak perikanan orang asli Brewerina yang terletak di tebing Sungai Bowen. Bagi Hardy, Sungai Bowen melambangkan darah yang mengalir dalam tubuh setiap suku kaum bumi sekeliling. Ianya juga melambangkan identiti mereka.
About 700 metres northward of Fish Traps, so I live on the deep part of the river. I'm a river person, and off that river, I'm black soil person. The river's my blood. The river's my identification with the community that brings community together. We need all those as to become one.
Kini Bradley Hardy meneruskan tradisi penyampaian kisah dan sejarah suku kaum beliau selaku peranannya sebagai pemandu pelawat di Museum Orang Asli Brewerina. Katanya, meneruskan tradisi ini penting demi mengekalkan warisan kaum orang asli negara ini.
I'm fortunate enough I'm around a lot of the old people a lot of time, and they got to share a lot of this stuff with me. And I'm glad I took notice of a lot of that stuff and often explain this on tour. I learn from old people to share with the young. That's how I keep it evolving. So I explain to people when I do tours of the Fish Traps in the museum that the tour is never about me, about honouring my old people, sharing with the young, and laying a platform for the young ones to keep sharing our history of the world, and our duty to do that as people.
Perangkap ikan yang digunakan oleh kaum orang asli Australia dianggap antara kaedah pembinaan paling tertua di dunia. Perangkap ini membabitkan susunan batu berbentuk U dan C yang bukan setakat mampu memerangkap ikan, malahan ia juga membenarkan ikan lain untuk terus bebas berenang, justru meneruskan kitaran hidupnya. Menurut Bradley Hardy, tapak perangkap ini dianggap suci dan istimewa bagi suku kaum orang asli.
It's a sacred site. We've got to try to protect it. People ask, oh, can I go down and do that? I said, no. We try not to have just anyone go into them traps, you know. So mainly for our people, you know, like for what's happened in the past year. We don't want people blowing them up or anything like that. So that's our main duty, is to not only tell people about them and keep it evolving amongst our young people, but for the world, oh, these places are special places like the traps. Try to do keep preserving our stuff and sharing our stuff.
Sementara itu, Taman Hutan Rimba Kebangsaan di mana Deirdre Martin bertugas sebagai seorang ranger mempunyai beberapa tapak istimewa buat kaum orang asli negara ini. Saranan beliau, ketahui terlebih dahulu butiran mengenai tapak-tapak istimewa ini sebelum membuat lawatan bagi memastikan anda tidak mencerobohi atau melanggar adat istiadat orang asli. Umpamanya, setengah tapak istimewa ini khusus untuk kaum lelaki, manakala ada pula yang khusus untuk golongan wanita sahaja.
They are knowledgeable places that you can't visit until you get the knowledge. Like, for instance, the men's and women's rights. We all have a responsibility to our countries by sharing and passing the responsibility to our upcoming future, the youth and our young ones. I enjoy going up there because the actual site that I take them down to is to a women's site, and I could share that story. Sort of hard because you have a lot of male going down there.
Bagi anda yang berminat untuk mengetahui maklumat lanjut, Bradley Hardy menyarankan supaya menghubungi Majlis Tanah atau Land Council yang berdekatan. Masyarakat umum juga digalak mengenali warga asli bagi mendekati dan memahami budaya mereka.
And that's why we want people to come out and learn about our stuff. Yeah, whether it be the fish traps here or whether it be a lot of our other history too or in different places, we want people to come and to really get the truth of our history so they can't just read about it in different books or stuff and but come and see. You know, we want people to come out and learn about this stuff but also be mindful and respectful of our stuff too.
Bradley Hardy menjemput masyarakat umum melawat tapak-tapak istimewa ini bagi mempelajari budaya dan warisan warga pertama negara ini. Namun, beliau mengingatkan semua supaya sentiasa menghormati budaya serta pantang larang tamadun paling tertua di dunia.